Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, a colony of rare bats are making their mark in County Clare. Roof repairs on the courthouse in Kilrush uncovered more than they bargained for when it was discovered that a protected species of bat had made the attic area their home. Now, a full survey of the bat habitat is to be carried out, and the Kilrush court sittings are to be moved, would you believe it? President of the Clare Law Association, Patrick Moylan, joins us on the line. Patrick Moylan, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac. Good evening.
This is an incredible story, isn't it? When was this colony of rare bats discovered?
Well, in recent weeks, I suppose we're fortunate, the country we live in, that we can be speaking about bats after your last piece.
Exactly.
We're just very lucky. But the bats, basically the courthouse in Kilrush had been undergoing certain renovation works. There had been problems with the roof. And the court service were investing in the court building and the Office of Public Works. And the contractors, when they went on site then in doing the works, discovered this colony of bats, which are protected under legislation, and therefore they had to obviously make contact with the court service and the OPW as to what to do, and that led to the series of events.
So the wheels of justice have ground to a halt in County Clare, in Kilrush at least, until they figure out what to do with the bats, is that right?
That's correct, yeah. So there can't be any sittings while, because the works had been commenced, so the roof was compromised, and so we can't just ignore what has been done and then continue with the court sittings. We've been sitting there. I mean, the court building was extensively renovated back in the early 2000s, mm-hmm. and we've been sitting there since. So I guess they weren't there then, and they have come into residence since then. So we've been working away without knowing they were there, and they haven't been taking too much notice of us either. And it was just these recent works which uncovered them.
So it's thrown everything upside down, if you pardon the pun, Patrick. So where will the Kilrush sittings now, or proceedings, where will they go?
We'll move to Ennis, which isn't unprecedented. We have been, when the COVID pandemic came upon us originally, all of the Kilrush sittings sat in Ennis because it was more suited to controlling the access and egress from the building, and from security point of view, and ensuring that there was social distancing. So we had been sitting in Ennis for quite a bit during the COVID-19 pandemic, the throes of it, and had only sort of recently returned to sittings in Kilrush again. Mm-hmm. And it was in support of all of those sittings. And the courthouse is being used for more things now as well. The coroner's court is sitting there. It's being looked at as another courthouse to alleviate some of the backlog in the court lists that have arisen due to COVID-19. So in support of all of that, the court service were very good, and they invested in the building and in the roof, and obviously uncovered this. And, you know, they're protected by legislation, and we're keen to ensure that they're protected, and the court service are equally supportive of that.
Yeah, it'll discommode some people who'll have to use the court, or who may come before the court, won't it, to, instead of going to their local courthouse in Kilrush, they'll have to now go to Ennis. Some of them may not have the means in terms of a car or transport themselves. They might have to rely on possibly infrequent public transport.
You're very correct. The nature of Kilrush Court is it's a key courthouse for the administration of justice in West Clare. And you know, if you go from Ennis, Kilrush is about a half an hour. But from Kilrush, you still have a part of the county which is a further half an hour, 40 minutes west again. So, you know, they're an hour and 10 minutes from Ennis. And for them to come in and deal with their matters in Ennis District Court or Ennis Circuit Court, when they could be dealt with in Kilrush, it's hugely inconvenient. And yes, may not be possible with both services to rural Ireland have been contracting over the last many years. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be difficult for them. But the judges tend to be fairly reasonable about it, so I think we'd be able to manage.
There's a wise listener Wise, I don't know if it's wise, but they're texting the programme, Patrick, to ask if the Bats had any legal representation.
Well, they haven't sought it yet, but I'd imagine they have tenancy rights at this stage. They've been there longer than 6 months, so I'd say they have part five tenancy rights.
I'd say the lawyers would be quite happy to take their money if they had any.
Well, I don't know that, but I think their business in the courthouse isn't delivering practicing law anyway. I think they're more romantic aims.
Yeah, really. Well, look at Patrick Moylan. I'll tell you this much. When you took up the prestigious position of the president of Clare Law Association, I don't think you ever thought you'd be on Drive Time discussing bats in Kilrush. But there you have it, Sinead. That's live. Patrick Moylan there. Thank you very much indeed.